up, guys? Wallo J here, and I'm here with my co-host, Miguelinho. Miguelinho, say hello to the peoples.
What's poopin', peoples?
Well, we are here on a special edition of Locker Room Talk, and the news is not good.
It's horrible.
I called it the other day, unfortunately. You know, Tony Khabib is off. This is the fifth time that is being canceled. I'm pretty disappointed, to be honest with you. I mean, even though I called it and I knew that it was coming, I'm still disappointed.
Man, I have right now a list of the five reschedules. So I'll name it. All right. So the first time Khabib gets injured, second time Tony gets injured, Third time Khabib doesn't make weight on the scale.
Well, he had the issue with the weight cut.
Yep. Fourth time Tony gets injured, which was on April Fool's of all days.
That was the cable incident.
Yes, the cable. And the fifth time, coronavirus. Man, then on top of that, like, hold on. I got even more history to drop with this fight, man.
Go ahead. Drop
it. So where are we at? Here we go. So when Khabib and Tony were scheduled to fight for the first time, Izzy Adesanya was 2 years away from his UFC debut.
Okay.
Conor McGregor was a featherweight.
That's at 145, okay.
Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington were fighting on prelims. Right? So Ronda Rousey, Fabricio Verdum, and Rafa Dos Anjos were UFC champions. And Mike Goldberg was a UFC commentator.
Oh, my God. So long ago.
A while, man. Fuck.
They might as well just forget about it.
Bro,
it's not going to happen.
Look, man, in my opinion, just try and have it after all this shit clears out. Have this be that comeback fight, you know, for the fans. That's what I would do personally, but they want to make some money.
I can no longer get excited about it because I know that something is going to happen.
Bro, the moment the moment they walk out, the shit power goes out.
Something's going to happen. I think that you just forget about Tony and Khabib ever happening and just book him different, you know, fights individually.
They waited so long, man. That's it. Well, like, I know they had to.
They've been trying to make it since 2015.
I know, man. Like, up until the winner is announced, you're going to have earthquakes. You're going to have fucking just, you know, all the craziest apocalyptic shit as they're fighting. Yeah,
I really don't know what to say anymore about them,
dude. It's
fucking crazy at this point.
Here's the thing,
five times. What other fight has this been rescheduled this many times? I don't think there's ever.
Yeah, they got the world record for the longest fight to happen.
Maybe one fight that was rescheduled for another day, and that happened. You know,
bro,
just one.
The day they fight, it's not even gonna be exciting anymore.
No,
it's like if they ever fight, so someone's gonna get hurt walking into the octagon. That's what's gonna happen. So when we think it's finally gonna happen, some crazy shit's gonna happen.
I mean, it's gonna be like Mayweather Pacquiao, you know, when it happened. You know, it was like what, 5 or 6 years too late.
At this point, I'm not even sad.
We're going on 4.5 years of trying to make this fight.
Too much, man. It's like I can't even be sad anymore about it, you know. It's just I knew it would happen. I didn't think it'd be this way.
I mean, I called it. I wanted to be wrong, but I wasn't, sucks.
It does. I mean, the cool thing is, though, I mean, it's nothing cool about this, but what's nice is it's not because of either of them, you know? It's because of Mother Nature said, fuck you. But
I don't know, man. I'm pretty disappointed with Mother Nature. Fuck.
Yeah.
Why did it have to happen now?
It's because they didn't schedule the fight earlier. So, that's the reason why.
Well, but, if you're just tuning in, Khabib is stuck in Russia.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Russia with love.
Yeah, exactly.
This number one bullshit fence. I must cancel fight.
So, you know, Tony immediately went online and said, oh, he's just, you know, he's just scared.
Oh,
and I'm, I get it. He's trying to.
Yeah, no, he's scared of Putin. That's what he's scared of.
He's. There you go. Tony claims Khabib Nurmagomedov is hiding from him.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess that he's just trying to keep it, you know, interesting while this is going on. You
don't blame him at this point, dude. Create some more hype to this fight. You never know because of this. Again, until someone's hand is raised in the octagon after a fight occurred, I won't believe it. But, I mean, only so much. The only cool thing, I guess, is seeing the fallout as well right now. Like, did you see Kamaru versus Jorge was tossed up out there? And then Jorge got on Twitter and started talking shit.
I did not see that. What was he saying?
All right, let me pull this up for Monday. So Ariel Helwani, you know, he has his like Monday MMA show.
Right, right.
So I don't know where this came from, but Jorge went live. Hold on. This is, oh my gosh, loading. There we go. Motherfucker. There. Okay. Sorry.
Computer sucks.
So my computer skills suck. So at, let's see, 5 hours ago, Jorge tweets, April 18th, I'm free. Hashtag the resurrection.
And, is that it?
Let's see. Yeah, man. That's it right there.
Okay.
And the idea was entertained on the Twitter sphere.
But here's the thing. Is he offering to fight Tony or is he offering to fight Kamaru?
Kamaru.
Well, I mean, the world wants to see Tony and Khabib.
Exactly.
I mean, what is pushing their fight up from July, I think it is going to do now? I mean.
Bro, in my opinion.
I don't think Kamaru's ready.
No.
I think Kamaru's still hurt.
And then like Ali's, whatever his name is, you know.
Abdulaziz.
Yeah, so even Jorge recently tweeted 2 hours ago, shut up, Ali, writing tweets for your client. The only thing I'm cutting off is your boy's head. Wouldn't take it on 7 weeks' notice. He's not taking it on 2 weeks' notice. Clout chasing, just like the clout chasing fragile dude. So I guess that also shows us how far that went.
Yeah, well, I don't think that Kamaru's ready. I think Kamaru had like a broken leg or a broken arm, if I'm not mistaken. So
something, yeah.
That's not going to happen, you know, in 3 weeks.
Uh-uh. Fuck, but throw him at Colby.
The what?
Throw him at Colby. Fuck it.
Is Colby even ready?
Dude, wasn't he like, so he was going to try and they were trying to have him go against Tyron, right? But wasn't his jaw fucked from the last fight? Or did that heal fast enough?
I thought that he had a wired jaw, but I've seen him, you know, training and talking and shit. So it can't be all that bad. And name that is being thrown out there right now is Justin Gaethje.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, do we really want to see Tony and Gaethje? Are you really excited for that fight?
Not even, bro. Like,
I mean, I like Gaethje, and sure, I would like to see him fight Tony, but
not yet.
It's so like, he would have been like Gaethje, the next in line.
Justin Gaethje versus Tony Ferguson would be like, you know, your dad picks you up for the weekend to celebrate your birthday party, and you're so hype on going to Chuck E. Cheese. But instead, he just takes you to Walmart and buys you the shittiest toy he can find, not even the one you want. But, I mean, you're happy because it's your birthday and I guess you got a toy. But, you know, deep down, you really wanted Chuck E. Cheese. That's how I see it, bro. Wasn't Justin trying to fight Connor?
Yeah.
I'd rather see that fight, honestly. Like, I don't want to see.
Yeah, but I don't think Connor's ready to fight. I mean,
and it obviously won't happen soon. I'm saying though, like, I'd rather see that later down in the year rather than Tony versus Justin.
I mean, if I had it my way, obviously I want to see Tony Khabib, then Justin and Connor, and then the winners of those two respective fives meet for the belt. But kind of like a little eliminator type of thing, you know?
Exactly, man. Add more fun to the fans as well. Like, I mean, dude. Obviously, it's not easy. Like, hell, I had tickets to the UFC Fight Night in Portland April 11th, the week before. That shit obviously got scrapped because of what's going on. Like, at this point, dude, I'm fine. Like, hell, Submission Underground was last night. That was pretty fucking cool to see.
I missed it. I was watching Ozarks.
No, bro. It was actually really cool. They had it, like, in a barn or some shit, man.
Did they?
Yeah. It was pretty
fucking cool. In a barn.
In, like, a barn. Because I know, like, Chael mentioned his little, like, because all the commentators were separate. I can't remember if Chael, I guess he never really does commentate, but he did last night.
Okay.
And he said he was like in a silo. What used to be a silo was where he was set up.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool. Then like obviously people were texting him. He was calling them out online and all that. Like Eddie Bravo texted him. Ricky Simone texted him. Fuck, who else? So, like, all these names in jiu-jitsu world and MMA world were just hitting him up. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Felt really intimate though. So it was nice, better than having nothing.
I might catch it tonight then on UFC Fight Pass.
Definitely,
bro.
I'm sure
it'll be on the replay.
Yeah, no, exactly. Man. And it was, you can also look it up and just stream it. But it was pretty good, especially coming from weeks of nothing. It was really nice. And I hate to air this unpopular opinion for their thing, but it didn't have the tag team. Never was a fan of the tag team. Then after the most recent tag team match they had, killed any interest.
Explain to me, how does the tag team work? If like somebody's losing, you stick your arm out?
So it's like a novelty idea, you know? And it's just to, like, I guess, add some excitement. And like the idea is there. They just got to work on the execution. So how they started off is two. So it's obviously in each corner, you have one guy, the other partner, then the actual fighters in, and they start like laying down with their hands touching, or they call the match. They get on their feet, go after each other, whatever. So how it works is, you know, you got that. You kind of try to get a guy into your corner. You tag your opponent. You're able to hold your opponent for 3 seconds before you have to let go. So like allows you, let's say like I have my opponent's back. I tag my teammate in. He can real quick hop in there and try and get a leg for a leg attack kind of thing. You know, just, I mean, it's exciting. Like the idea is, but execution's just not there yet, especially after this last one, man.
What's next? The Royal Rumble?
Dude, I would love to see a Jiu-Jitsu Rumble. Straight up, man. If someone can make that happen, that would be tight.
Actually, we've done that. We've had like, you know, 8 guys on one side, 8 guys on the other side. Everybody runs at somebody.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets free from somebody and go teams up and grab somebody. Dude. And 2 people on 1, 3 people on 1, see, get that guy out.
That would be awesome, man.
And like, then whoever's left, they just go amongst each other.
See, they could even do that. That'd be so much better, man. Like,
that'd be kind of funny.
It would be. Hell, even 1 versus 2 kind of thing, you know, so many things. But that tag team idea, like, again, it's a great idea. It's just they need to work some kinks out.
So what do we do for 249? How do we fix 249? Are you drinking a Corona?
Yeah,
show the people.
Hey, y'all, just trying to help the world.
Do you just buy a stock in the company too?
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to help them out. Look out for my peeps. Rough times, we will survive.
So anyway, going back to 249, how do we save it? I mean, well, how do they save it?
How do they
save
it?
I'm saying we, like, we work
for right. Like, we're the ones, like Dana's listening right now. Like, he's one of the main viewers. Yeah. You never know, man. His representatives might be out there, you know?
He'd be like, man, shut the fuck right. up. You don't know.
Austin Lane just got a text message. He's like, hey, tell those guys to shut the fuck up. Like, that's what he's saying.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. I think we got a comment here.
Snap. It's Dana saying shut the fuck up.
Yeah, probably. In a barn.
Man, look who it is.
Yeah, Mr. I can't make it today because I'm busy. I get it. It's so good.
He's busy laughing at us.
Yeah.
Trying to fix UFC 249. I get it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, If Khabib is not going to be able to make it, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, honestly, don't have it, bro. That's
the thing. I mean, do you cancel the whole event or do you try to find a replacement for Khabib?
Yeah. Personally, for me, again, like, I want this fight to happen so bad still that I'd rather than pull out Tony. And obviously, you got to wait for Ramadan to happen and then let Khabib fight. Like, let it happen again.
Well, who was going to be on that card? Do we even know?
I don't remember. Shit. It's time to Google it.
Yeah. Yep. See, this is the time when having Chris.
Rose, Thug Rose versus Jessica Andrade.
Well, make that the main event.
Yeah. Then Islam Makhachev. I guess he's probably in Russia right now, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
So let me.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's Russian. Hell, he might even be. The last thing that I see popped up on him quickly was 2 weeks ago. So who knows? He might be in Russia as well. Then Jeremy Stephens versus Calvin Kattar.
That's a good fight. I mean, these guys need to get paid though.
Yep.
I mean,
Jacare was closing the prelims against Uriah Hall.
Bumped that up to the main card. Yeah, man.
Already a fight. Shamil Abdurakhimov versus
Lyman Good. Gane.
That was canceled.
Bilal Muhammad versus Lyman Good. Mm-hmm. Lyman Good is good. It's always Bilal Muhammad.
Yeah.
By the way, Lyman Good is Puerto Rican, even if he doesn't sound like it.
That's our boy.
We claim him. We claim him.
Otman. Azertar. Yeah. Kama Worthy. He said he's worthy of that fight to happen still, Dana. So, Then we got Gian Viante versus Ben Rothwell.
Rothwell.
You know, that's another good one right there.
Yeah.
The big boys. So the big boys bang.
I mean, you basically just scrapped the main, uh, the, the main fight, which would be in Khabib and Tony, move Jessica and Rose to the main event. But that's the thing. There'll be no title fight.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know what they should do?
Make it
a free pay-per-view.
Yeah, honestly.
Move Jessica and Rose to the main event.
It's going to have to happen in country. I do see like some of the fights, I guess. Who knows? Like, I don't know how the travel restrictions are working right now.
I mean, I had those questions too.
You know?
As we are transitioning to the McDojo show in the next couple of weeks, you know, I'm on the Instagram for the McDojo show.
Yeah.
And I'm posting stuff and I post that question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, with the travel ban for Russia, you know, how does Khabib move out of Russia to get to the fight? And people will say, oh, we'll take a train, drive here to the border and then take a plane. And I'm like, okay, that sounds great. But what are the travel restrictions in those countries that you're saying go to that country and fly it out of there?
Hell, not only that, like, I wonder how international travel is working for the U.S. if he were to fight in the U.S.
Let's find out.
Yeah, like the only thing I know for sure is like I live right next to Canada, and right now the only the border is essentially closed only for like mandatory travel, so I guess like government related shit and I guess special circumstances. But the last I heard is, you know, essentially closed border up north.
Well, Mexico closed the borders.
There you go. So
to U.S. citizens, which is crazy because if you drive by the White House, you can hear chants of "You did it, you did it, you did it." Boom, boom.
That
was a bad joke.
hey, I mean, the point was driven across, man.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm on the travel state site, and let's see for specific information regarding impacts due to COVID-19. Please see a full list of embassy websites.
Oh shit.
Oh Jesus
Christ. It might be on a case by case basis.
It might be. Let's see.
Like, it's to the point too where a lot of military bases are essentially closed down. Or not closed down, but like running with the bare minimum, not letting people in and all that too.
All right. So I just found it says coronavirus travel restrictions across the globe. So it sounds like pretty much everybody's got some sort of travel restriction. Yeah.
Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if the UAE had one too, because people were saying that.
I don't know. I mean,
which was, I'll tell you.
The problem is we don't know where the fight was going to take place. So we don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
So
people were talking about, travel restricted to this destination from there, from the UAE. I just Googled it, UAE travel advisory, and because of COVID, travel restricted. So that wouldn't happen. I mean, where the fuck else could they have the fight?
It's a U.S. travel restrictions. I mean, right now, I just put U.S. travel restrictions and it comes Japan, Spain, Hong Kong, Cuba, Costa Rica, South Korea, all that.
Bro, I just looked up Switzerland. That'd be my only guess. It says potential impact on travel. So let's see, about to throw some money at Switzerland to host a fight.
Oh, here we go. It says Trump extends social distancing guidelines through April 30th in cases. Oh my God. Right. Says cases are topping 140,000.
Yeah. I mean, we're beating every other country now with it.
Well, I mean, we're number one.
America number first, one. Baby. If you ain't first, you're last. So again, part of the problem too, going against Dana, is every day something new is passed as to how to do stuff. Like, again, hats off to Chael Sonnen and the Submission Underground crew for what they did last night, because I didn't even think they were going to be able to do anything.
Well, they had enough time to prepare for it.
Yes.
They had like a couple of weeks since they found out, and that's how they were able to pull it off.
Yeah, man. And just think, like, you know, fortunately they did it right, but we don't know how that would work for like a UFC event, you know, because again, the later it is, the more stuff changes.
Bro, I don't think they're letting anybody come in.
I don't think so either, bro. Like, again, there really isn't.
It's just so much information. I can't absorb it all.
No, you really can't.
And try to have a decent podcast and talk about it.
Right, exactly.
I should have looked it up beforehand.
Well, not only that, bro, but you could say something today and it'll be completely different tomorrow. That's like the realness of the situation. It's like what's been advised a week ago is totally different today.
Let me see. It says they got all kinds of shit. They got travelers returning home from international travel. Then they got returning cruise ship travels in the U.S., travel health notices, travel prohibited from entry to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see. Foreign nationals who have been visited the past 14 days may not enter the United States, China, Iran, European nation, United Kingdoms, and the Republic of Ireland. That's it? No wonder. There's not enough travel bans.
Right.
It feels like this should be everybody. Yeah. And you know what? Y'all stay home. We'll stay home. Fuck off. You know,
it's been like, at this point, like, yo, shadow box on Skype.
Somebody said something about having the fight on Xbox.
That might have been me talking shit. Oh, man. That was you. talking shit. Hey, at this point, look, Khabib and Tony have enough time to learn how the game works with the controls.
I couldn't remember.
And they fucking fight each other. You know, that's I've been throwing that shit out there for a while now. Cause I know, like, they actually had, cause you know, like in UFC video games, you can set the computer to fight the computer.
Right.
They had Tony versus Khabib, and Khabib won. So.
Well, listen, I just saw something the other day that I was like, I don't watch NASCAR, but I'm definitely not watching.
Oh, virtual, that shit! Virtual NASCAR. When I was on Twitter after Chris mentioned that shit last week,
I was like, I saw how they're doing it, and I'm like, that's not really NASCAR. It's just motherfuckers playing a video game.
Well, I mean, yeah, but with NASCAR, it's for some of the fans, bro. They'll still watch that shit. I mean, the crashing won't be as crazy if there's any accidents, but fuck it, it's still cars driving in a circle.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass. It'd be like if LeBron and the Lakers decided that they're going to play, you know, the Houston Rockets on Xbox.
Okay.
You're like, nah, man, I don't want to see that shit.
Bro, and they have professional teams that play the 2K.
I still don't want to see
change.
That.
I know shit's going to change. Like, fortunately, there's no competitive market like that for the UFC video game. Like, I couldn't even imagine, because there's times where the game will fucking glitch. And just... some shit like that would happen.
Sorry, I was just reading the comments that were coming in into the Instagram thing.
Oh, no problem.
I didn't mean to, like, not pay attention.
Bro, you're good, man. It's just with the amount of fuckery going on right now, it's just like, are we really surprised, you know?
I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Exactly. Hell, like, I mean, who even knows? How I want to see if Dana said anything or the UFC.
I would have think that at this point he would have said something, but I'm looking at the MMA news.
Oh, one tweet in the last hour. Oh my, that's stupid.
What
the
is
last
that?
Thing they tweeted was just a connect the dots of Diego Sanchez and Joe Benavidez. That's it.
They want a what?
Something about Joe Benavidez and Diego Sanchez. Some little like the 6 degrees of Diego Sanchez.
Well, I don't know. This was just in. I refreshed the website and it says Tyron Woodley and Colby Covington want to fight at UFC 249. I'm down for that.
Yo, I'm down. That would be awesome because they're going to, you know, hate each other, kill each other.
Let's take a look. Yep, there it is.
Hey.
And this is by Fernando Quiles Jr. from MMANews.com.
Boom.
Yep. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that.
I'd be happy they fucking hate each other. So
I know.
Give us some beef.
That's a fight that I definitely want to see too. So
give me something where I know the hate is real. I don't want no fabricated bullshit, Dana. Sorry. I could watch WrestleMania on ESPN. And I got the Corona drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that would be a good replacement right there.
Honestly, straight up worthy of a main event, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give them 5 rounds to fuck each other up, please. Well,
these guys have been at it for at least a year, you know, not being able to, you know, Tyron and Kumaro were scheduled to fight, and they did. But, you know, Colby was waiting in the wings, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean.
Yo, this would be an excellent fight, honestly, between the two of them.
Yeah.
And it feeds what we want. You know, again, it's not our ideal fight, but that's a solid replacement.
I definitely agree with that because, I mean, that was another fight that I was looking forward to.
Hell, dude, and especially the fact that almost became that almost took place of the UFC fight night where Tyron was going to fight Leon. Obviously, got scrapped because of coronavirus travel restrictions. But,
oh, man.
Plus, the rumor I heard, I'm not sure if it's true. The only reason why it didn't happen was Colby was asking for too much money. And this is before they even had to scrap the event.
Well, I mean, it's kind of last minute right now.
Yeah, you know? But this is a pay-per-view, so there might be a chance they can reach some sort of agreement.
Just give him another $100,000. You know, you got it. Give the fans something good, and you'll be all right.
There might be more pay-per-view buys for this event just because of there's nothing else going on.
And I think that that's what Dana was banking on, the fact that there's nothing. I mean, the only MMA that we've seen on TV for the last couple of weeks was Combat Night. And that was out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Yep, Combat Night. Yeah, that shit was actually
the only show
on an internet forum, bro, on a Reddit. Someone actually posted about that, and that was so fucking cool.
Bro, they were on ESPN.
Oh, nice.
ESPN covered it. And the article that they had, it was Costlow on it. On the
front. Yeah. Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to that kid, you know? Dude, that's, again, that's phenomenal that something, at least, something was brought out. Because, I mean, aside from Combat Night, and for us, that's close to, you know, that's home. I know. The next thing was fucking Cage Warriors.
In UK?
Yeah, the UK. That was the only other event that still have taken place after UFC Brazil. What's
that blonde kid with the shaggy dude? Patty Paddington or something like that?
Patty McPatty face.
Something. I don't
Patty
know.
Patty McCakes.
But that dude's been fighting forever, and I just saw him on one of the Cage Warrior shows, and I'm like, when is this kid coming stateside? You know? But,
yeah.
Oh, well. But anyway, Combat Night has been the only one in the last – 2-3 weeks.
3 weeks, exactly, to make it happen.
And now Chael's, you know,
Chael Submission Underground. And dude, hey, honestly, Chael can make it happen again soon, man. Like, fuck it. You know, they made it happen last night. They can make it happen again in a month.
I don't know. I'm hoping that within a month, all this shit is gone. But anyway, I mean, I just saw that they extended it. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, yo.
Today's what, the 30th?
Yes, today's the 30th. So another month, literally another month, 4 more weeks. Yo, what I heard there's like some checkpoint set up in Florida at the border.
Yeah, on I believe it's I-10, I-95, and I-75.
Fuck.
They don't want anybody coming in that's not like a resident in
Florida. Yeah.
Because what happened was they had a guy travel from New York to Jacksonville.
Oh.
And he had tested positive in New York for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So, they isolated him for 14 days. So they're like, we don't want anybody flying in and traveling in. So,
well, I don't know if you remember that picture I sent you of Jack's Beach and St. John's Beach, like the border that was shut off. How many fucking people were on the beach St. John's side? Like,
well, the next day they shut
all the shit down just because of that fucking photo.
Crazy, bro. It's like,
yeah, it's crazy that just because that picture made you look bad, you finally decided to shut that shit down That shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Hey, I see Sharonda going to the beach, bro.
Right? Yeah, girl, I'm talking about you.
That's right. Breaking the rules and shit.
Fucking showing off on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
She's at the beach. Whoa.
Throw her ass in jail.
Right?
But anyway, what can we do at this point? So
just hope that eventually something comes out of Tony and Khabib. That's all we can do.
I don't think it's going to happen at this point. I'm fairly sure that this fight is not going to happen anymore. I think these
fights lost all hope.
I
can't look. It'll happen eventually. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if they wait for the New Year's card that they do at the end of the fucking year, since maybe that's when we'll get back to kind of normal living. You know, that's the only way I can see that shit going.
Talking about 2021.
Oh, you know. But whatever fight, you know, the last pay-per-view they do for the year, maybe that one might be the one.
Another one throws his name on the hat in the hat.
Oh, who is it?
Dustin Poirier.
Oh shit! Who does he want? Tony?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
He said that he would fight Tony.
Okay, look, I have a proposal, right? So let's put the battle of Dustins.
Dustin Poirier volunteers to fight Tony Ferguson at UFC 249. I'll take it.
Oh. Look, how about this?
I don't know. That's a good fight too, but
I want Dustin versus Justins for the battle of the Ustins at UFC 249.
That's already happened.
But 249, bro. Battle of the Ustins. Give them a Ustin belt. I want an Ustin belt.
It's already happened.
That way a belt's on the line, bro.
I don't think that'll be a good fight. Well, I mean, it is a good fight, but I just
I don't want Tony fighting anyone else so that he doesn't, you know, I hope this doesn't happen. I want him to get hurt and I want him to fight Khabib. So no getting hurt, nothing. Just, I want him for Khabib. Like, I have hope they can make it happen.
I'm looking through the headlines here.
Oh,
just to see if anything popped off.
Anything else? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Like,
no.
Ariel Helwani say anything? Yeah, really shit.
They shit the bed.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Oh, well.
Fuck.
All right, well, I just wanted to cover that real quick. I mean, we didn't have too much information on the situation and what's going to be what, because we don't even know the location. We don't know, you know, if...
Dude, I feel like Dana was waiting for the week prior to finalize that just because of how, again, everything is changing as shit progresses. I mean, at this point, man, it's... I'm not saying to think of it this way, but at the same time, don't be surprised when the word comes out that 249 was canceled.
I'm not surprised, motherfucker. You know? Yeah, I won't be. I won't be.
It's a reality people have to accept, man.
Because I'm already, you know, I'm already bummed out that, you know, Tony Khabib's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that they could just pull the rug and say, you know what, we're just going to scrap the whole card wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, at the same time, man, those guys and gals that are on that car, they've been training hard too. So
for a while, yeah.
I mean,
and it sucks because they probably won't get paid either, huh?
Right. If they don't have a show, most likely they won't get paid.
Yeah, so that sucks too.
I rather they have a shitty card and those guys, you know. Well, I can't say it's a shitty card.
No,
I mean it's a good card. Yeah, but the main event puts it over the top. Yo,
you could put me the worst fighters on the card, but if something happens on that day, fuck it. It could be people with 0-12 records. The fact that they're out there fighting means it's probably going to be one of the greatest cards on history without it even trying, just because they made it happen.
I say make it free, man. You know, back in the day when they started, they used to do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
If something went down where the main event was crap, they would just put it on for free.
Yeah. I mean, think about it this way too. A lot of the people, like these gyms where these fighters are from, bro, they're not even open. Fucking the martial arts community right now is suffering. Give it to us for free. That'd be cool.
I mean, no gyms open.
So that's actually like another thing I've been wondering about. Like, I know obviously if a fighter is preparing for this card, obviously people are in the gym are going to be, you know, training them for this. But
I think they're training, you know, they might be training on their own. I don't think that they could go.
Did you hear what DC mentioned about Khabib before Khabib even left to Russia?
What?
It was just Khabib and his team training there. So whoever was with, I guess, his coaches or the coaching, like, because DC said he wasn't able to go, obviously. They had the gym just set up for Khabib. I wouldn't be surprised if he had moments where he was training alone. Who fucking knows? But I feel like that's also what guided that decision for him to go to Russia, where it'd be a little bit, you know, more relaxed for him to train instead of, you know, being cheated on his training.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see a lot of cases coming out of Russia.
Hold on. Get out of here, go.
Skedaddle.
Damn it, man. It's like anytime I'm trying to do something, they all want to be like, hey, what's going on?
They're trying to get the spotlight, dog.
Anyway, what was I saying?
The training situation. Like with Khabib, probably don't know how that was going for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't hear a lot of cases coming out of Russia. So
I mean, we don't hear a lot coming out of Russia, though.
That's true. They keep that shit on the wraps. They're like, don't say nothing. Well, we don't know nothing.
Shit. Something I actually saw, I can't believe I remember this until now, was people were kind of pissed off saying, how come you guys didn't take precautions with Khabib like you did with Wei Li when her fight was coming up?
What do you mean?
Like, didn't they take Wei Li, like, bring her out of China well before they needed to?
Oh, yeah. Because of what was going down? Yeah, but Khabib was already here.
Yeah. He was here. But that was before the restrictions were brought on.
Yeah, but, yeah. So he was already here. Why did he leave?
I think DC said it best was just because – I think DC talked about – I know he talked about Khabib having been kind of difficult for Khabib to train. But I think he mentioned the motive for him going to Russia was for him to, you know, again, have a little bit more control – rather than being it really picky on how they can open the gym and stuff.
I mean, if he got stuck here, his family's over there. So he would have been here without his family. So I probably would have just left too.
Yeah. I mean, dude, not only that, but let's look at California. California itself, the state itself is like closed down.
California, New York, you know.
Yeah. So
I believe Pennsylvania as well.
Shit, see? So that would make it a little bit more difficult too for him to train, probably. You know, so that's the reality of the situation. It's like, You know, it's not that extreme out here, even though we were like the first epicenter of everything, but we didn't have none of that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had. I just wanted to get on here real quick and have a short podcast and talk about Khabib and Tony no longer being a fight. Is there anything else that you want to add before we go?
No words can describe the pain I feel. So,
you're sad.
I mean, dude, devastated. Really, man, it was so close, but fuck.
Well, close, but no cigar.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening and tuning into our stream. We just wanted to do a quick impromptu podcast and talk about, you know, the Tony Ferguson Khabib fight, which is no longer happening at UFC 249. And I guess we'll stay tuned, everybody, for what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, Colby Woodley would be tight, you know. I guess if they could give Tony, you know, a fight with maybe Justin Gaethje or Poirier, I guess that'd be fine too. But I mean, the question is, does Tony want to take those fights?
You know? And who knows, man? Even he might be thinking that, just like, stay healthy for Khabib, hopefully.
Well, I mean, what about the money?
If he doesn't fight,
he's not going to get paid. So, I mean, if I'm Tony, I'll probably just be like, yo, just give me both those guys. At the same time, I'll beat them both. Ooh, that might ruffle some feathers.
We'll see.
They can tag in. I don't care.
Right? Tag team MMA.
I'll beat both the asses.
Look, the only way to save it's Hell in a Cell. Tony versus the Ustins. That's it. That's the way to do it. Anyway. Or a TLC match.
All right, guys. Just a reminder, we are transitioning to the McDojo show as of April 10th. Follow the McDojo Live page because we're going to be streaming to the McDojo Live page on Facebook and also the McDojo Live page on YouTube. So follow those pages. So once we go live, you guys can, you know, check out what we're going on. And before I announce the guest, I got to get with them real quick. So we have two pretty good guests already lined up that Rob has set up. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you listening and we'll catch you maybe Friday. Shit. Friday? You down for Friday? Yeah. Okay.
Fuck yeah, play.
And Chris should be back on Friday. So we all will be back talking some more shit. All right, guys. Thank you very much. We'll catch you next week. This Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday. Yeah.